But at the beginning, is it dishonest to say that when really the thinking is so strongly my understanding and my accumulations, that that is what honestly seems to be there?
We have to use the term so that we know who, right? I or she or he.
Yes.
But when one says that I understand, it does mean that there is clinging or wrong view. But we have to use such word in order to express what's there. That's all. Even Buddha himself has to use the term Tathagata. Otherwise, who knows? Yeah. So it depends on reality, whether it's wrong view or attachment or conceit. Because there are three kinds of I with wrong view, or with attachment, lopa, or with mana, conceit. And I think that we think of the word more often. For example, if we say, I am considering, or I am thinking, or I think, in reality, there are moments of thinking before saying so. It doesn't begin just when I am thinking. So, because at that moment, it's thinking about I am thinking. But before that, it's thinking without the word I am thinking. And it's very difficult to know what the object of thinking is because it's gone. So it seems like we talk about thinking only when we say I am thinking. But actually before that, after seeing, there is thinking already.
So that's another reason not to have such ideas as trying to catch realities.
Yes, so thinking right now at moment at looking. See, but we cannot tell. See, thinking things is a function of thinking itself. Only when there is the word like I, it thinks of I. Am, it thinks of the word am, but after and before that, it's not this kind of thinking in words.
If we were to stop using I and just talk about thinking arises and etc., the I is still there, we just are not using it. So that's what I meant about it's like being honest.
To be honest, how much one understands reality, that's all.
Could you say a little bit about guarding of the sense doors? Because we know there's guarding of the sense doors or Indriya Samvara Sila whenever sati arises. So whenever it's a kusala moment, there is guarding, there isn't any unwholesome states arising. Sometimes people refer to texts concerning guarding of the sense doors, which leads to good speech, deeds and actions, but we know it's really only by the development of satipatthana that there will be a real leading to good deeds, body and action. Could you talk
a little
about
that? It depends on level of kusala,
right?
Because sati arises with all level of kusala.
Yes. So there's guarding at all kinds of levels of kusala, whether or not one's ever heard of the Buddha's teachings. And even for those that have never heard of satipatthana, there are good deeds through body, speech and mind. But one can say that only in development of samatha or satipatthana, such guarding can be developed.
It depends on what we are talking about. Here, when we talk about satipatthana, we mean that God as sati, the guardian is sati.
A friend thinks he has quiet hours, and he thinks this helps so much to carry it on to daily life for the guarding of the sense doors. But the question is how and what level.
At that very moment, is there sati?
So we have to ask him. I wouldn't know.
Or he may think over it about guarding too.
Yeah. So it's something already. some use.
When is there is at this guarding moment?
Any level. Mm-hmm.
Less, the more you clean it.
I try and understand that enough. And then you see accumulation. Then whatever arises,
don't clean.
Because you see that someone thinks that after I hear, I have to do it, or I must do it. But actually, it's just to understand it. Who can stop attachment to this after hearing about attachment? Yeah, just understand it.
Sensible thing is to understand. The only antidote to it is understanding.
But understanding will be mostly thinking instead of the characteristic.
Who can help?
Nobody.
Develop it.
Yeah. And how? Develop it how?
Understanding it.
But how?
Understanding. Also with understanding of self, not just having self, but also have the understanding of self too.
It's wanting to do something. It's almost the tense of the verbs in the quotations. It's, develop. It's almost like do something.
Develop is not an order to develop. It's the understanding of without developing, it's impossible to have understanding.
We were discussing about the use of I, like I do this and I go there and I have this. It just depends on how it's read. It's the same with anything. That's why if one just reads the suttas, it's very easy to read it all about with an idea of self.
Of someone who needs to do something. It seems like it's common sense to do something. Otherwise, it seems like a cork on the ocean.
But who do?
Yeah, I know.
See, it's not I who will do, but it's the reality which is now doing.
And who's the cork in the ocean is the self again.
But I think as one member on DSG has put, it makes you feel so helpless and almost hopeless if there's nothing that can be done.
Because the idea of self is there, so it's hopeless. Right?
I know.
Just to understand, for the sake of understanding, no matter what will arise, to understand it.
He won't be satisfied if we say it's just the self who's hopeless.
And who else?
No. I have to be careful, I feel. I like a gentle approach.
Isn't it curious how before there is understanding, there is no understanding? But somehow, just at a conventional level, that simple understanding is so hard, because that's all it is, isn't it? Before there is understanding, there's not understanding. So whether you are gentle or you are confronting, there will still not be understanding until that moment of understanding.
It's different, because it's because of kusala in the past, that person is already inclined to inquire or to think it over. It's already in the process.
But why is that person different to yourself or to myself in terms of not understanding? It's like when there is not understanding, it's the same for everyone.
Yeah. But little by little, for everyone. We try, it doesn't matter.
It's actually really nice that Nina tries in so many different ways to help, but if we mind or feel too frustrated about the result, then that becomes a problem. I think that's what your point is.
Yes, if the process is natural, it must always be natural.
About conditions, people criticize you that you stress so much conditions, and they say it's against the teachings, and they want to know, because how can you develop anything, and that's what you say. And if there are conditions, and he don't agree that you stress conditions so much, because
things so much.
Yeah.
you mean that now there is no conditions for the arising of anything at all?
Because if you took conditions to the full, it means that this moment is conditioned. His thinking about doing is conditioned, and people don't want to believe that.
So what arises with our conditions?
Everything.
As long as it's right speech, I don't mind. at all, to speak it any time, to any whom, because it's the right speech that anyone can consider and see for themselves. About conditions, about realities. If they can answer what arises without conditions.
They don't like it that there is no control.
So create hardness for me, please. Create seeing for me, please. Create anything for me, please.
Or make it disappear.
Please.
Yeah. That's it. They say no, they can't.
So they agree. Buddha taught the noble truths that can be proven any time.
He also taught directed effort.
But it's a reality, see? No matter if they take for themselves like frustration. Frustration is frustration, a reality. Anything is a reality.
To those monks who the Buddha was prompting to don't waste time, meditate. Yeah. So he was just referring to the development of kusala, which they were doing already, instead of coming and talking about other things.
And it's better than going to the village and talk yes. to people, to go to the trees. Right. What else can they do? They sit and they have to rest with kusala.
And did he tell everyone to go to the forest?
Never.
So? Who will go, go. Who will not go, will not go.
I think that's part of people, a lot of people regard all the suttas as referring to everybody. That's, I think, where some misunderstanding might arise. They think when he's talking to monks, he's also talking to lay people. Yes.
One can refer to the development and perfection of Adisila, for example. Can one refer to development of the guarding of the senses through Satipatthana?
Mm-hmm.
And so one can say there's guarding of the senses whenever sati arises, but can only be developed or perfected through the development of Satipatthana. And when one reads in suttas about a restraint of the senses leading to good conduct, is it always referring to Satipatthana in that context?
I think that people might think that Satipatthana is separated from daily life. But actually, there can be any moment and sati can understand that as not self. No preparation.
No.
Yeah.
No. Exactly. So people always will read or consider of steps or restraint and then bodily actions rather than just understanding the realities. And we know that whatever we read is actually in the end about realities and about development of Satipatthana. But before you mentioned to me in some suttas that some references refer also to guarding of the senses or sati, but not necessarily of the degree of Satipatthana.
Like Vinaya, see?
Yes. So it always depends on the context.
It seems like rule. People would like to follow the rule, whatever that person read should follow or things like that. But actually it's the matter of developing understanding. And it's not the self who will develop. Each moment are different realities conditioned by previous accumulation.
So following the rule, even if there's no Satipatthana, it can be kusala.
It depends on what kind of rule it is. Rule for monks and rule for...
Rule for monks.
Yeah. Because they prefer to live that life by accumulation.
It can be from respect to the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the Kundali Sutta, which actually I discussed with you before. What things, when developed and cultivated, fulfill the four establishments of mindfulness? The three kinds of good conduct, when developed and cultivated, fulfill the establishment of mindfulness. Can we say that when Adisila has been perfected, then it
at
is
moment
a
moment of Lobudra. It's perfected, but when it develops, it can be a moment of Satipatthana.
So when the four establishments of mindfulness are fulfilled, it refers only to Lokuttara jitas.
Mm-hmm.
And what things, when developed and cultivated, fulfill the three kinds of good conduct. So fulfilling the three kinds of conduct also refers to Lokuttara jitta.
Fulfilling is put up yet.
Again, so both referring to Lokuttara jitas. Restraint of the sense faculties when developed and cultivated fulfills the three kinds of good conduct. So again, it must be referring to Lokuttara jitas then when
it's fulfilled.
When it's fulfilled. So all the references are referring to the Lokuttara jitas in this context. Because once I showed you this sutta before and you suggested the first reference was to sati, but not of the degree of satipatthana, but I think as soon as fulfilling is referred to, it has to be
when it's used the word adi sila, adi citta, adi panya. It's the moment of satipatthana.
Always.
Right, yeah, it has to be. Here I don't think it's referring to adi is not mentioned.
No, higher sila.
Yes, but I don't think it mentions adi here in this context.
Yeah. And if we understand that each moment develops until Lokuttara citta arises, no problem at all.
Yes.
Using this term, when or after.
Right. And also when one knows that it is only through the development of satipatthana that actually there is the way leading to the fulfilling of bodily conduct or the three kinds of good conduct, can one say?
Because the Lokuttara citta eradicates all those misconduct.
Yes. People always have this idea of sila, samadhi, panya, etc. But can one also say that all kinds of sati or all kinds of guarding are a support for the development of satipatthana too? So all kinds of kusala, or whenever there's any guarding, it is a
with
support.
Understanding.
With understanding.
With understanding of the reality at the moment.
Even before the understanding.
Let's take dana instead of considering.
Yes. The understanding right now can condition dana or sila anytime.
That's the other way around. But what about dana being a support for
Understanding or without understanding?
It has to be with understanding.
So what about understanding of dana, but not with understanding of any degree of satipatthana, just understanding that dana is good, but with no understanding of anatta, any support?
It indicates that there is no understanding of reality.
Right.
So that's why hearing again and again is helpful.
Because it's never the same.
It's never the same. Yeah. And
always different.
Only so much can be absorbed. In one hearing.
Also, that is true.
Yeah.
On that, I'd like to just go through a very short sutta which relates to both hearing the Dharma and guarding the senses.
Thanks for that question.
What are the causes of release by knowledge? Association with a great man completes hearing this true Dharma. So association with a great man, Sapurisa, refers to hearing an association with right view, with the right understanding of the Aryan disciples, so hearing the right Dharma. So really it's just talking about the importance of listening, developing satipatthana, leading to confidence, sadha, leading to further development of satipatthana, which leads to higher sila, which leads to the fulfillment of the foundations of awareness, which leads to the enlightenment. Is this about how one should understand a sutta?
This
like
moment
this?
Is leading to.
But still, guarding of the senses and satipatthana is just the same moment, isn't it?
What about now? Will it lead to that moment? Everything is included.
It has to come back to the development of Satipatthana at this moment.